neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
The Gemara discusses this matter that, let's say, somebody noticed a wrongdoing. He was a witness. So now he has an obligation to come to the court and say that Floni, this person, committed this wrong act. Good? So now, can he get paid for it? No, why? Why cannot pay him? Because he has an obligation to come and inform and report the matter. So he's not permitted to get paid. So now, let's say you have a duplex in Bnei Brak, but you live in Chulon. You live in a Chulon, and then you have a duplex in Bnei Brak, different city. So now you hear that your tenant is making problems, but you're not able to drive to Bnei Brak. You're not feeling well and so on. So now you'd like somebody to go and check your duplex. Can you pay him to go there? Yes?
You're asking for it.
But I thought you said the first case you're not permitted to get paid. No?
He's not obligated.
So this case, you tell him to go and see what is going on there. And then I need you to come to this small claim court and report what this tenant is doing. So you can pay him, no? Yes, you can pay. Why? Because the first case, he has an obligation to the court, go to the court and report what he has observed. But the second case, he has no obligation. So you can pay him. So now, the case of Pinhas, when he took care of the problem and these two partners of crime that were involved and he got rid of him, was he obligated to do this? One more time. Was he obligated to bring punishment to Zimbi and Cosby?
No.
No? No. So now, if he was not obligated, just like the second example that we brought, that the witness goes to Bnei Brak, can he get paid?
Yes.
So now it makes sense. Because he has no obligation to take an action. But when he did, so he's permitted to get paid. Good? Makes sense? Because in this case, he had no obligation to punish these two partners of the crime. So that's why Hashem gave them the reward. He gave them the... But he was not. He was not, and this matter, he was not... But anyway, in any case, the reward of the mitzvot, we don't receive in this olam. But in this case, because he did it optional, he was not committed to do such a thing, so Hashem gave him a reward.
Based on the Torah, it's not optional. You have to do something.
In this case, no. The only special characters, they call it zealous people. Yeah, zealous people means they have no minute interest to gain any benefit out of it. And such an intention doesn't exist. Because we do things because we like to be respected, famous, known. So that's not called zealous. So this is only concerns about the type of character that they have such intention. So now, when Pinhas took an action, what exactly happened to him? When he's just about to punish these two people, what happened to him? Sorry? Miracles, what else happened to him? So Pinhas actually died, right? Yes? So if he was dead, how did he take care of these two people? So now here, actually, when Pinhas was trying to punish these two people, so the tribe of Shimon that the head of the tribe was involved with this wrongdoing, they tried to attack him. So his neshama departed. Actually, Pinchas had four neshamot. What were the four neshamot? Okay.
Yeah.
So Pinchas at the birth, he had the soul of Yitro, Yosef, and then Nadav Avihu, and also Eliyahu HaNavi, Zachor L'Tov. So that's, we see, he lived 400 years. But here, back to our subject. So when his neshama was departed, so he's not alive anymore, right? Good? So now we just said, as long as one is alive, he will not receive the reward. But when he goes to the heaven after 120 years, he receives the reward, right? Good? So now this makes sense. Why Hashem gave him the reward? Because he was not alive anymore. So that's why he was able to receive the reward. And Nadav Avihu actually were transferred to Pinchas. But why Nadav Avihu they were transferred to Pinchas? Why? Why these two special neshama, they entered the Pinchas? Yeah, but why these two neshamot, they replaced the soul of the
Pinchas?
Very nice. So now, the children of the Aharon HaKohen, at the time that they were punished, why were they punished? Because they didn't consult the matter with the leader. That was Moshe Avraham Shalom. They did something that they felt that they permitted to do. So now here, we see Pinchas, when he wanted to take action, who did he consult with? Moshe ben Alav Shalom. So now here we see, so at this moment, what they did wrong, Pinchas fixed it for them. So that's why the souls of Nadav Avihu, they came back to Pinchas. And that's what exactly the whole point here is, that the Yanav Zachor L'Tov soon is going to come,
Amen.
And he's going to inform us about coming the Mashiach very soon.
Amen.
And you know, the first area they're going to be informed about coming after Mashiach is Los Angeles. Yeah.
Koilani shomote, halel ko haleluko, koilani shomone shomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.